Every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work in Ventura and Santa Barbara. The Bill Frank Radio Show is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business, business, business. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on an aspect of business. My next guest believes that we can become more entrepreneurial without becoming entrepreneurs, and we can develop our careers by design rather than by default. We'll discuss how he's applied a revolutionary methodology for examining careers from his latest book, Business Model U. Teaching and training is Tim Clark's life work, and helping people with their personal business models is his specialty. His approach to personal business models has evolved over the years of experience of doing more than 40 jobs, from washing dishes to starting and running a professional services venture, and later selling it to a NASDAQ-listed firm in a multi-million dollar transaction. Tim crystallized his method in his new book, Business Model U. He conceived Business Model U while pursuing business model-related doctoral studies and serving as an editor and contributing co-author to the international bestseller Business Model Generation, written by Alexander Osterwalder and Yves Pernod. Tim owns a master's and a doctorate degree in business, and he currently serves as a visiting professor at the University of Tsukuba in Tokyo, Japan. Joining us from the Pacific Northwest, hi Tim, how are you today?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for being our guest. Thanks for being a business thought leader. I really liked your book, particularly in this economy where people have been forced by the economy to rethink, re-examine their careers. And the idea of Business Model U was intriguing to me. So you apply the same disciplines to managing one's career as one would apply to managing a business overall. Now, how did you develop the notion to apply business principles to one's career?
Well, Bill, I was just sat down one day and I took the business model canvas and thought, well, why don't I create a personal business model with this and reconceive my own work as I would designing a new venture. And I found that applying the canvas to my own situation was so helpful and such an eye-opener that I figured that it would help a lot of other people as well.
Well, and it does. It's a great book. But before we go on, explain what the Business Model Canvas is, because that was part of your doctoral work that you put together for the other book, the Business Model Generation book.
Sure. The canvas is a single sheet of paper with 9 building blocks, and basically it sets forth the logic by which you create and deliver value to customers. And that's it's a very simple logic tool, but it's a very powerful conceptual framework, if you will, for thinking about how either you as a person or your organization creates and delivers value to customers.
Well, it is a powerful tool, and to reduce anything down to one page, whether it's a business model or your own career, that's extraordinarily hard to do, and I want to come back and revisit that in just a minute. But before we do, I think the fundamental question that listeners might have in their mind is, there are lots and lots of career and personal development advice books that are out there. Most notably, the 700-pound gorilla in this area is the book, What Color Is Your Parachute? In what ways is the Business Model U different from these other books?
Well, Bill, it's different in that it provides a very specific tool by which people can immediately reconceive their careers in a very logical, structured way that actually helps people be creative, because it's a framework that lets them get all their thoughts out of their heads and onto paper in a visual way. When we're thinking about our careers, we tend to have one giant file folder in our minds, which is, you know, everything is under miscellaneous. It's really important to separate and structure your thoughts and get them down in a very simple but powerful way, so you can see your whole career in front of you at a very high level, so to speak.
Oh, that's a frightening thought in my case. My guest is Tim Clark. We're talking about his latest book. So, Tim, for people who are listening, and for me too, I had some problems differentiating between different terminologies that we're hearing in this business downturn about one's
sure.
business career. So differentiate between a personal business model, a personal mission statement, a personal value statement, and an action plan. Because to me, that's one big muddle. They all sound like the same thing.
Sure. A personal business model is simply the logic by which you create and deliver value to your customers. A mission statement is your purpose in life. So my purpose in life, for example, is to help people advance in their careers. Now, the specific logic by which I do that is my personal business model. A value statement would be more along the lines of what you care about, the family, friends, your spiritual life, work, and so forth. So that's a more of a, well, I'd say a more abstract statement. And finally, an action plan is simply a checklist or a sequence of actions that you plan to take in order to, for example, implement your personal business model.
Okay, that clears it up. We're talking to Tim Clark. His book is Business Model U, a one-page method for reinventing your career. And Tim, you've alluded to this earlier in one of your earlier answers, but you've developed something. It's a tool. It's called the Personal Business Model Canvas, and you break out the 9 different areas of each person's life. I'm just going to recap all 9 of them real quickly, but I want to dive into some of them in some detail. So the 9 are who you are and what you have, what you do, how you help, how you interact, how they know you and how you deliver, who you help, who helps you, and what you give and what you get. Those are the 9 building blocks, the areas on the canvas. And I wanted to dive into some of them. Some of them are self-explanatory, but the one I think that most listeners and myself stumble with is the question of how you help. You know, what tools do you have to get the essence of how one helps other people in their career and throughout their life?
Sure. Well, first of all, no one should feel bad because they can't articulate how they help. That requires self-knowledge, and actually knowing yourself is a rare and difficult psychological feat. So we have a number of tools in the book, but one of the most powerful is simply talking to your customers, so to speak, is asking your boss or your clients or your colleagues, say, well, you know, what is it that I do at work that you value, that really benefits you? And there's different ways to ask that question that we provide in the book, but that really helps you get a perspective from a customer that's very powerful. Oftentimes we can't see or perceive the ways in which we help others. And
Let me stop you there, Tim, if I can, because if I go to a customer or I go to somebody else that I work with, a coworker, and I ask them, how do I help? They're going to give me that same glassy look that I get when I think about that question. So give us some of those questions that you can ask that will really weed it out of the person that you're asking the question to.
Sure. What one tool we have is a list of adjectives, for example. There's about 200 words, and this makes it very specific and easy to do. Say, I'm trying to get a handle on the ways that I help other people. Could you just look through this list and circle about a dozen of the words that you think describe me? So, for example, there would be words like industrious or caring or sympathetic or even, you know, short-tempered or whatever. And once the person has done that, then you can ask a series of questions. You say, well, You circled industrious. Could you describe, you know, how you see me being industrious? And that makes it very specific and easy for the person to say, well, this, you know, you're industrious because you always do exactly what you say you're going to do. You're very dependable, so forth. So this is a way to get to a more difficult conversation through a very specific, concrete tool.
And I like using the list, Tim, but how do you know, with you sitting in front of them, how do you know they're going to answer it honestly? Because there you are. They know you're going to ask follow-on questions to what they've answered.
Sure.
How do you know they're going to answer that honestly?
Sure. Well, I think the best approach is to give them this sheet and ask them to do it offline or not in your presence. There's even an online service that allows you to do this. It's called Checkster.com. But the idea, of course, is to give someone that space to think privately about your qualities and then talk later. I think it's important to talk with someone you trust and you feel comfortable speaking with you, and yet who you know will give you some good, honest feedback. This is not something you want to do with your mother and your brother, your sister, but rather with colleagues with whom you have a trusting relationship, but who are in a position to give you some powerful feedback.
Now, that's sage. My guest is Tim Clark, author of the book Business Model You. So, Tim, a couple of other the nine aspects of your canvas that you talk about, two are what you will give and what you will get. The what you will get part is interesting because to most people that's, well, I get salary and I get benefits. Those are the things that I get. But it goes beyond that, too, because there are intrinsic and extrinsic benefits that you get from doing a job. So differentiate between those. What are some things that people might get that are obviously extrinsic and some that are intrinsic?
Sure. Bill, as you mentioned, revenue benefits, retirement packages, stock options or tuition assistance, those are all external benefits. But the internal and the intrinsic benefits would be things like satisfaction or professional growth, a feeling of social contribution, skill building, the opportunity to benefit from a mentor. Those are things that, in fact, turn out to be much more important to our work. The hard benefits really are not as important as most of us think. Learning is generally more important than earning, especially when people are just starting their careers.
Learning is greater than earning, and that's an interesting phrase. I like that. But how do you value those intrinsic attributes of a job?
Well, sure, that's a difficult thing to do, and especially for young people coming out of college. They often want to be associated with a strong brand name, and so they want to be an accountant or an attorney or a doctor and with the most famous company they can, and it's hard for them to focus more on learning, for example, than on earning, especially if they've invested a lot in school. So for mid-career professionals, though, I think who have a more experience, they can start to feel that, I've got a reasonable amount of financial security, for example, and now I really need to get back to feeling like I'm contributing something to the world. Or I need to align my personal interests more closely with my work life. It's hard to quantify those things. Maybe it's not possible to quantify them, but certainly, your heart and your spirit's going to tell you when something's out of line.
All right, that makes sense. My guest is Tim Clark. So, Tim, and to best use your canvas, the personal business model canvas, you really need to think also beyond the work world. And this gets into an exercise that people may have done. They're listening to the sound of our voice. It's called the Wheel of Life. And the Wheel of Life talks about those things in your life, creativity, self-expression, love, fun, recreation, family, friends, personal growth, money and wealth, of course. So I guess the question is, you've got this useful tool, the Wheel of Life, that's been around for years. In what ways is the personal business model canvas similar to and different from the Wheel of Life that's been around for so long?
I think the Wheel of Life is a very broad it's a broad brushstroke of your own personal canvas, in a sense that that's basically just to help you understand when you need to focus more on friendship, for example, or family matters or spirituality, as opposed to being focused too heavily on career and so forth. The canvas, on the other hand, is a very specific tool for articulating, you know, the logic by which you actually make your living, or articulating, for example, the kind of value you would like to bring to a non-work aspect of your life. For example, you might consider your spouse your most important customer. And now, how can I create value for my spouse? How can I create and deliver value for my spouse? It's a very practical and specific way to articulate or explicate the things that you want to do.
All right. Then let's come back, if we can, Tim, for just a minute. And now that we've differentiated between the Wheel of Life and the personal business model canvas a little bit, and talk about something that we took up earlier, and that is to do your process, to create a personal business model. It's really hard work, and because it's just so difficult to confine everything to just one sheet. But for the people who make the effort to do that and complete a personal business model, how do they know that they've gotten it right?
Well, you don't. When you've created a personal business model, what you've created essentially is a hypothesis. Well, let's back up a minute. There's two steps here. One would be to diagram your personal model as it is today. So, Bill, you're a radio host and a journalist. So you could diagram your personal business model as it stands today, and that could be quite straightforward for you. The challenge comes when you decide that you want to change your model in some way, and you revise that model, and that's fairly straightforward to do on paper, and as you mentioned, it can involve quite a bit of work. But when you're done, you've essentially got a hypothesis about a new way of working. And just like a scientist or an entrepreneur who comes up with a hypothesis for a new invention or a new business, you need to test that. And so business model U offers a lot of guidance on how you go about testing that new hypothesis, but it is something you've got to act upon. We can't just revise our model on paper and then go out and implement it tomorrow. We need to take steps toward testing that model, and that might involve volunteering, taking a course, doing a consulting assignment, working some extra hours, and so forth. There's a number of things that you can do to test that model, but again, a career change doesn't happen overnight, and it takes a lot of work.
That it does. My guest has been Tim Clark, author of the book Business Model U, A One-Page Method for Reinventing Your Career. Tim, if you've piqued the interest of some of my listeners and they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
BusinessModelU.com. So that's BusinessModelYOU.com. It's a free community where you can download the canvas and try it out. We have more than 2,000 members from 50 countries around the world. There's canvases there. There's a resume canvas. There's canvases in different languages. There's an organization canvas. There's a personal canvas. Lots of discussion, terrific crowd of wonderful people who are quite enthusiastic about personal business models and who are working to reinvent their own careers and help others do so as well.
Well, it is a valuable tool. That's BusinessModelU.com. Tim, thank you so much for being my special guest here on the Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
It's been my pleasure, Bill. Thanks.
Thank you.